This is Danielle.
Hey, lady, it's Scott. What's going on?
Hey, how are you?
You know, tired physically, mentally. I am feeling great. Good trip with the kids, just ready to go. So I'm making sure you're good. You got taken care of while I was gone. I know Emily
yes.
kept up with me here. Everything was good.
Emily was great. I actually do have something for you to look for, though.
Okay.
So Emily sent me, she was really helpful and found me a 318 natural cushion.
Yep.
So this particular client is very picky. He does not care for it. So I am on Monday. I'm not going to be able to get to it today, but on Monday I'm going to send you back the 3-carat, the 301, and the 318 in the natural
okay.
cushions. And I'm going to give you some specs, and we're going to look very specifically.
Okay. Tell me what you
okay.
got.
So I need a natural elongated cushion. I need it to be in weight-wise or open, anything between like 3. I need it to be as close to 11 by 7, 7.5 millimeters. So it's probably going to be in that like 3 to 3.5 carat. As close to 11 by 7, 7.5 as possible. We opened color a little bit. I can do anything I to D.
Okay.
VS2 or above. Has to be excellent, excellent. And then
no fluorescence,
faint,
right? Oh, okay.
Faint or no fluorescence.
Okay. I know before it was none, so that's actually, you know, all right.
We're going to open that up to faint. We went open a little bit on color. We're open to faint. Has to be excellent, excellent. And then realistically, price point-wise, let me know what you can find in these specs.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
First DQ I did for you before I left on Friday came back with nothing. So
yeah.
Sunday, I called Emily from Florida. I'm like, okay, this is what we got to do. So let me see what I can come up. I'm going to repeat this back. Cushion rectangular, GIA, I'm going here. 11 by 7 or 11 by 7.5. The carat weight is based on that 11 by 7 or 11 by 7.5. So I'll probably put in there 2.9 to 3.6 because you never
which
know.
Which is fine. And realistically, if it's like just under 11, if it's like 10.9, I would also take it.
Okay. And they're pretty – she's good with that. I'm going to have Des
do
this one specifically. And then I plus, D to I, VS 2 plus – got to be excellent, excellent. It can have up to faint. If we could find it without it, it'd be better. And budget-wise, you're saying 50-ish?
I'm going to be honest. He wants to – basically, if you can find one, tell me what it costs, and I will work him. If we can have it under 60 – I think I could, like, if we can get it under 60, great. But if it's over that at this point, just tell me what it is. He might go for it.
Okay.
We're gonna work on it.
No, it's
and
awesome.
Then,
I mean, the fact that he's willing to work with you, you know, we brought in three. I just don't want to lose this one, you know?
Yeah, and realistically, on the fluorescence, if we can find one that is medium blue, I think we can work on that too. As long as it's not showing.
Okay. Hi, Maron. All right, I'm on this.
And we have some time on this one. So we rescheduled his whole appointment. He's coming in on the 24th. So you've got a whole week. As long as I have these stones in my hands by next Friday, we're good.
Okay.
Or a stone. I will take what you got.
All right, so this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to put the date of Tuesday in, okay? I know you said next week, but at least this way it gives me a hard deadline for my ladies upstairs, and then we can recalibrate if they can't find anything. So I probably won't hear anything today. That
no,
doesn't
I didn't
mean
expect you to.
But if I do, you know I'm going to be all over you. So 11 by 7 or 11 by 7.5 has to be close. up to medium, but they would really prefer none, but we can do it as long as it's not horrible.
Yes. Basically, the only thing he is willing to give on at this point is the fluorescence, as long as the
it's
stone
not milky
looks
or hazy. Right. No, I got it. We don't like to bring in milky or hazy stones.
I didn't think you would. That's why I wasn't overly worried about it.
We screen everything for BGM, brown, green, milky. Typically, blue isn't a horrible thing, but yeah, the brown, green, milky stuff, it's out there. It's out. I can usually tell because it'll be 40 back a wrap and it'll be coming at 35,000. So I think we got to hammer down. Let me see what my amazing staff upstairs can find for us, and we are in great shape. I'm on it. Anything else
you
need?
Thank
you. Anything else going on I need to know about?
At the moment, no, I think we're good.
All right, you got a couple of big lab ovals, it looks like, Em took care of you with.
Yes, and that appointment is tomorrow, so if they don't go with them, I'll have them back to you early next week.
All right, I'll tell you a quick
but
story.
So, this 5'5 is fabulous.
Beautiful. I'm going to tell you a quick story, and I'll let you go. So, Emily, you know why she does it so well for me? Pandemic, they canceled her wedding. The venue's all closed down, right? She knows I'm an ordained minister. In New York, you go to get your marriage license, you have 90 days to get married. It was the day before her license was going to expire.
Oh, my God.
She calls me, what am I going to do? I said, get over here. She goes, really? I said, come to my house. I married her and Daniel in my driveway with my two neighbors. They were 15 feet away as witnesses. He runs a liquor distributor, so there was champagne in my driveway. It was awesome. So she is forever tied to me, whether I leave here or not, or whether she does, she's my friend. So it's kind of cool.
That is amazing.
But, all right, kid. I'm here if you need me with anything else, and as soon as I hear something, I will let you know.
I will. Thank you very much, Scott. I appreciate you.
You got it. Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye.